Hey, hey, welcome to the Swine Time Podcast. Today we're going to talk about Klaus Schwab. That's right, the evil villain of the world, Klaus Schwab. He's like the bad guy from a James Bond movie. This guy is an enemy of the people. Chances are, if you're listening to my podcast, he's definitely against you because we are normal civilians trying to live our lives freely and fairly, and this guy wants to control and dictate our lives. And they often say that there people are puppets. There are certain puppets out there, and Klaus Schwab is a puppet master. Klaus Schwab controls Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, and Gavin Newsom, the Governor of California. Klaus Schwab wrote a book called The Great Reset. This book was published in May of 2020. And it had to do with COVID-19. It's called COVID-19, The Great Reset. And I recently listened to the book on audio as I drove from Ohio to Florida. And, man, you know, you got to know thy enemy. You got to know your enemy. And he lays it out. And the bad guys always lay out their plans. That's part of their thing. Just like in Die Hard movies, you know, the bad guy tells what he's about to do before he does it, and then the good guys stop him. Now, here's the important thing. This is real life. This isn't a screenplay, so we've got to stop the bad guy, and the bad guy is Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, Bill Gates, the Party of Davos, and Fauci and all these elites. Similar to the book Brave New World. Brave New World is a great book, a fictional book, but science fiction at the time. It was written, I think, in the 30s. Where at the end of the book, we find out that a bunch of bureaucrats are telling everybody else what to do. That's kind of what's happening right now in our society under Klaus Schwab and his cronies. So basically, as you remember, the pandemic started in March of 2020, and by May, Klaus already had his COVID-19 Great Reset book out there. How did this happen? Because Klaus Schwab was part of the plan. He was part of the plandemic, okay? Event 201 is more proof. You can Google this, watch it on YouTube or some other platform other than YouTube, because I'm trying to get you guys to stop watching YouTube since I'm banned right now. But Klaus Schwab lays out the plan of what happened, and here's what's... I'm driving down the road right now, guys, and there are pigs in a truck. Going to be going off to slaughter. That's the reality of our world. It makes you not want to eat bacon. And that's some swine time right there going by me. But that's how Klaus Schwab looks at you and looks at myself as pigs that he wants to take to slaughter because we are eating into his resources. And just the same as how Bill Gates gets on television and tells you and I that we're driving too much and work the problem of global warming as he's taking flights to Epstein's Island to do you know what to who knows what. Okay? And by the way, when I was a kid, it wasn't about global warming. They told us that there was going to be an Arctic tundra. And by the time I was an adult, we would all freeze to death. Now it's global warming. I'm having a hard time believing any of these morons. So, Klaus Schwab, in his book, in his guide of what he plans to do, laid out step by step everything that has happened in the whole situation since COVID. And one of the things that he said that I found very interesting was he said that a pandemic, or which we all know is actually a plandemic, would separate and divide people. And boy, has it ever. I mean, I could just sit here and think of all the people I used to like that I don't like anymore because of everything that's happened, right? And I'm sure they feel the same about me. And, you know, there's a lot of comedians. I won't go see Jim Gaffigan anymore. And I used to pay money. He was one of the few comics. My mom took me and one time when I was in Ohio. He was in Ohio. And we paid $60 to see his show, each ticket. And I never paid to see comics. And I'll never pay to see Jim Gaffigan again now. Can you believe that? I should like Jim Gaffigan, right? No, I don't. So, because of everybody's political beliefs, Paige coming out there, and you know, and I think Jim Gaffigan's whack anyways because his topics are crumb. You know what I mean? If you're gonna say your stuff, then don't go up there and talk about Pop-Tarts for 5 minutes, and then you know, he's whack. I would say that to his face, and I hope I get the chance. So, anyways, Jim Gaffigan aside, that can't be good for my career. What career? I'm living in Ohio right now. Okay, so, where I'd rather be than around a bunch of commies. So, back to Klaus Schwab. He predicted that people would start hating each other, just like now I hate all these people that I used to like. I can't watch De Niro anymore. So they've been successful. They have divided the masses. And the other thing, and this was particularly frightening. I mean, there was so much in this book, and I should have just sat and taken notes, but I was driving and listening at the same time. But another thing was that he said that there would be tracing, contact tracing. This was before they were working on that, but he said that the medical professionals would start to know through our phones and such all about us. And that this tracing, he said, yes, it could be a little tyrannical, but it's worth it for the safety of everyone. It's bullcrap. Bullcrap. It ain't about your safety. If they cared about your safety and your health, would they be selling Mountain Dew to five-year-old kids? No. Would they be putting Cheetos right where you can reach it? You know, and Mountain Dew and sugar, man, I work with these two dudes, and they're addicted to sugar. Both of them are missing their teeth. And you just see, and their brains don't work right, and I swear it's because they're drinking like 5 gallons of Mountain Dew a day. Or 5 bottles of Mountain Dew, I should say, not 5 gallons. 5 of those 1 liter, you know, Mountain Dew things. So Klaus Schwab has called out what is, going to happen. And they want to have the phones to such a place where they can tell and manipulate us to where we get angry and where we don't. And Facebook already does this, right? Because Facebook shows you things that piss you off and then you comment on them. And the same with things that agree, but they have, and also the thing is, what gets the most action and traction? Negative stuff, right? Mean things. That gets movement. That gets the threats going. That gets people angry. After listening to Klaus Schwab's book, COVID-19, The Great Reset, any doubt, which I didn't have a lot, any doubt I had that this was just a thing that happened out of nature, no, it happened because it was planned. It was planned by the World Economic Forum, which is run by Klaus Schwab, World Health Organization. Now, here's the thing I want to say is that a lot of people, because they hear the word world, and they, for some reason, put a belief in it that a bunch of people that would be good or something would be behind it, like a real thing. No, they're putting the name world, and it's just a few rich people who are in charge and calling this shit, and they're putting the name world on it. And if you have 6.5 hours when you're driving sometime to listen to this audiobook, it will wake you up to the pure evils of this guy. And, man, he's bold. He lays it right out there, and he expects you to take it. And he thinks that people are so dumb that they're going to hear what he's written in this book and just go with it, knowing full well that that he's not going to have to play by these rules. He says, you will owe nothing and be happy. The heck, I'll be happy. I ain't sharing anything to own it. They want to make us serfs, man, like Russian serfs, where we're constantly working and get nothing. Control us, and they also want to get our cars to the point where they track our cars and know how many miles we drive, how much, and limit us. Do you think that they're going to limit themselves on the private jets? Do you think that John Kerry and his elite buddy Al Gore, who are always yelling about global warming, And do you think they're going to be limited? Do you think that Gavin Newsom is going to be limited? Do you think that Bill Gates is going to be limited? Fauci? No, all these people who are been appointed prominent positions by the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, the Party of Davos, they won't have to play by the same rules you and I are going to have to play by. So this is why I'm calling for a revolution. Just like we got to revolt. We have to revolt. And we have to get prepared. And it's going to be a fight. Now here's the thing. There's more of us than there are of them. There's more of us than there are of them. The only thing is, they're organized and they've got us divided. So I don't know how to fix that other than stop yelling at people on Facebook or to their face as well. But sometimes all you can do is what you can do. That's where we're at. So word of advice, if you got some time, listen to the bad guy's book. Start watching in the news. Start reading. You'll hear Klaus Schwab's name pop up a lot. He's a German. He's a Nazi. He's evil. He must be stopped. We will win. The good guys always win. And if you're listening to this good podcast on my side, not against me, because I know I still got some haters out here just listening to this and trying to get some stuff on me, you bunch of punks. I know who you are. But those of you who are on my side and listen to this because, you know, you want me to come back and start doing my podcast again, we will win. You know what time it is. It's swine time.